left off discussing the Rambam Shita when it comes to Arayos in the case of Tzora Serva. The Parsha of Yibin, the Torah tells us, Yavama Yabaleha and Ulakocha Lo Leisha. We had mentioned in the past a couple of possibilities that number one, maybe Ishus is just simply an effect. It's a Totsah of Yibum. Once Yibum is done, so therefore the fact is now there's a relationship of Ishus. So the other possibility is much, much more than that. This is not just simply a fact, this is not just simply a result of Yibum, but maybe this is an essential component, this is a precondition of Yibum. Yibum has to result in Ishus. And that's Poshub Shat Rambam and Perakva, Pokosim Machalitza, where a Tnai of Yibum is Nasas Ki Ishtul Achal Dabra, that Mishnah, Adaf Lamiches Amar Aleph. If that really is true, that Ishus is an absolute condition of Yibum, the Rambam makes you understand why one cannot envision Yibum Ba'arayos. And that's exactly what the Rambam writes in Perakva, Balachaches. The Pasuk says, Lekochal of the Isha. So there's no tfisas kedushin ba'arayos. Two brothers marry two sisters. You cannot go ahead and marry your wife's sister. So how can you envision the possibility of yibum? You're going to say, yes, a maisa b is possible. Yavama yavaleha. But a condition of yibum is nasis ki ishtu l'chol davar. And therefore, that is impossible. So therefore, the candidate for yibum has to be a woman in isha shiyesh lo ba likuchim, where there's a possibility of marriage, of Tfisas Kedushin. That's the Pasuk of Lokach Lelisha. Well, then you go to the Rambam, the same Perek, Perek Vav, Halacha Yadalim. Our mission is Mechadesh, that there is a concept of Tzaras Erva. Where does this come from? Is this just simply a Gzeres HaKasuf of Tzaras Erva? Or somehow is this related to? Oh, so the Rambam writes the following, that just like when it comes to Arayos, there is no Yibum, because you need an Isha Sheish Lova Kedushin. Oh, the Rambam writes the following. The Pasuk also stresses Beis Achiv. What does Beis Achiv mean? The Rambam writes, you need a Bais Sheish Lo Lekuchim. A Bais Sheish Lo Lekuchim. Wow, you know what that means? Eiz Mem Sheirtze. It means of all the wives, they're all a candidate for Yibum. This concept of Yesh Lekuchim is not just simply referring to the Yavama individually, but it's referring to the Nefila of the Bais, the Yibum. Why exactly is that true? Very simply, because there isn't an individual Zika for each and every wife, but there is a collective Zika, which is incumbent upon the entire Bais. So in such a case, therefore, just like you require a Yavama, an Isha, Sheish Lebalukuchim, so too you require Beis Achiv, a Bais, Sheish Lebalukuchim, and therefore there's a concept of Tzara. If one has a Gzeres HaKasuv of the Tzror that tells us Tzara, one could maybe envision the whole concept of Tzoros differently. But the Ram doesn't quote the Gzeres HaKasuv of the Tzror. The Rambam writes it's based on Lamus of Beis Achiv, and the Rambam seemingly links this. Just like when it comes to the Yavama herself, you have to have an Isha, Sheyesh Lebalikuchin. You have to have a Bai, Sheyesh Lebalikuchin. Therefore, there's a concept of Tzoros Erva. Wow, so that's beautiful. Then the next step. Our Gemara questions, do you need a drasha lemishrei tzaro shelo b'makom yibum? Well, you know, if you assume that tzara serv is an independent oser, maybe there's a havamina to say that it's true when it comes to yibum. This would be true in general. You know what? Okay, so maybe there's a halacha that, forget about the miskeres of yibum. A person has several wives, and if you know what, that another individual cannot marry any one of them, he can't marry any of them. Okay, maybe that's the concept of litzrar. But when you look at the construct of the Rambam writes that, look, this is all within the miskeres of Yibum. Yibum requires an ishi, sheish lalakuchin. Yibum requires a bayi, sheish lalakuchin. These are all the prate hadin when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum. So I ask you the following. Would this apply outside of the miskeres of Yibum? You know what the answer is? Of course not. Why would you think that if a person is married to several wives, let's say that person dies, and you can't marry one of them, you can't marry any of them? Why? Because in Ishus there's halakha bayis. In Ishus there's an afila, there's a zika. Why would you even have such a havamina? So you know what I would tell you? It would be very difficult, according to the Rambam, to record a gzeres hakasuv, the Mishrei, Tzara, Shalom, HaMakom, Yibum. And guess what? The Ram does not have any such gzeiras hakasuv. When our Gemara says the possibility that you need an extra pasuk in order to tell you, no, the Ram does not pasuk in that way at all, at all. The Rambam assumes that you don't require any pasuk. That's very mistander. If the whole lamda says this is how we define a nefila liyikum, a woman who, a bayis that, so why would that be relevant when it comes to any other miskeres? And therefore, the Rambam again does not have any pasuk. Mishrei Tzoras Erva Ba'alma. I think that's beautifully meduyak as well. Because according to the Rambam, it's not that the Erva is Oseres Tzarasa, the Erva is Poteres Tzarasa. No? Poteres Tzarasa means if you have an Erva, the bias is a small affair from Yibum. So there is no Yibum. There is no Yibum. If there is no Yibum, what's this? This is Eshesach. This is Eshesach. So therefore, I would say all of that goes together. Now, how the Rambam understands Erva, how the Rambam understands Tzoras Erva, how the Rambam understands, do you need a pasuk l'mishrei Tzoras Ba'alma, and the Rambam's landos that the Erva is poteres. It's not a bayis that's a candidate for Yibum. There is no Yibum. If there's no Yibum, you have an issur, of course, of Eshesach. Wow, that's Mufurish in the Rambam. And that's why the Rambam assumes that the koveya is whether there is Yibum or there's not Yibum, is Tfisas Kedushin. The whole thing starts, L'kacha l'Isha. You require Likuchin. You need Yibum, which is Ra'uya l'Likuchin v'Kedushin Tovsin Bum. That's the Lashon HaRambam in Halachates. So therefore, the koveya is very simple. Is there or is there not Tfisas Kedushin? Where did the Rambam get this from? We suggest it. Hafchaf Madalit. The Gemara says the Drash of Gidol HaMarav. The pasuk is framed in an unusual way, but also yivimto ashar. You know what? That seems to indicate that, you know what? For this yavama, there is an option of yivim chalitza, and with Gidol Rambam's machadesh, yesh lavama acheres, because there may be other examples where yivim es and chalitza now, and we discussed that. When do you say eino ol yivim no chalitza? When do you say yivimto means yivim no, but chalitza yes? The Gemara suggests chavilavim. Okay. The Gemara ends up rejecting that. Now that's a habanina, because chavi lavim midarai says ol yibum because esed ochalosa say maybe chavi lavim esed. That could be a good example. A good example. That's what Tosas writes. The Gemara rejects chavi lavim, but I'm going to substitute chavma v'esed, and you can't assume esed ochalosa say v'esed. The Gemara says ema chavi krisus. Why not assume chavi krisus? In the case of chavi krisus, there is no yibum, but there is chalitza. The Gemara says, no, that cannot be. Why? Why do you say chavi lav or chavi lav yesa yes? And why do you say chavi krisus? No, the Gemara says chavi krisus, lo taf sebu kedushin. That's the Lashon HaGemara, no? Lo taf sebu kedushin. In other words, that if there's no tfisas kedushin, that means there's no zika. And why would you insist on chalitza b'makom she'in bo zika, no? That's mafurish. That's how the Rambam understood that the koveya really is considered to be that which is tfisas kedushin. If that really is the koveya, we pointed out that's going to answer many, many difficulties. Now, Tosus is bothered by the following: how does nida fit into all of this? How does nida fit in? No, because nida is an unusual example. No, this past Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah. You read through Parshas Achrimos, Parshas Kedushin. You know what? You get the impression that, you know, nida is bichlal harayos. Bichlal, it's written the parshas harayos. There's a chiyuv kares. So therefore, if that really is true, how does nida affect the whole concept of yibum? After all, would it really be the case that just like you can't have yibum b'makom erev, you can have yibum b'makom nida? Absolutely not. Absolutely, that certainly is not. That's Tosus's kasha. That was exactly Tosus's kasha. Why don't you say that? You know what? The zik explodes. So Tosus had two possibilities, no? Tosus says, well, maybe Nida is not Bechlal Ha'arayos. Those are Benutam, Sefer Yoshua, Senepei, no? Or maybe this is unusual because Nida, you're talking about such a limited window of time. That's not a breach of Derechei Darchei Noam. Two brothers, two sisters, you know what? You're going to wait decades. Maybe it'll never happen. Here we're waiting several days, you know, that doesn't explode the Zika. So I'll tell you, according to the Rambam, I will tell you, maybe the Kasha doesn't begin, because if the Koveya is not Kares or Misa, the Koveya is Tfisas Kedushin. If you can have a case where there's Kares, but there is Tfisas Kedushin, just like there's Tfisas Kedushin, there is Zika. Just like there's Tfisas Kedushin, there is Zika. After all, that can be meet that requirement. And that's exactly what the Gemara writes. We'll see if I'm listening up Mintes, that you know what? That Usihini das alav. Nida is really unusual. We're going to see today there are five shitas when it comes to Banzerus. But you know what? Everyone agrees there's Tfisas Kedushin. When it comes to Nida, Usihini. If there's Tfisas Kedushin, the Rambam writes the whole problem of Erva was that you can't somehow meet the necessary requirement of Ulakachalo Isha. So really, if that really is the case, so how would that apply to Nida? The answer is, what do you mean? In Nida, you could do so. Yeah, it's true. In the world of Issa Veheter, you're going to wait in order to do the Maisa Bia Yibam when she's Tahora. That certainly is true. But that will not be Mafkia Zika. Mafkia, there's Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Nida. So in such a case, therefore, it is not considered to be the type of Isser Erva where we would argue that indeed that's not the case. Well, and we discussed early and near the following. This was already a Ha'ara of Reb Chaim, right? The Sugi Nevamos Amdav Mundalit. When it comes to cases of Chavei Lavin, you know what? Maybe Yibam is possible. On what basis? En Esedo Chalosasa. Okay. And we discussed, now, Chav, Esedo Chalosasa is like a limited heter. It's not going to allow everything, but it's a limited heter. Chaim pointed out the following. You know what? The Gemara condition of Ayin Ches, Ez Machlokes V'tzina Bayin Rav. And you know what Rava says? Rava says the following. When you go through these parshias, now Achimos, Kedoshim, Emor, the Torah is going to mention marriage. Kicha, or lo yikacho. Marriage, not marriage, mutter, aser, itvisas kedushin. How exactly do you find it? Oh, so you know what Rava says? Incredible kiddush. That kicha means kidei shuba'al. Wow. When the Torah says, no, Parshas Emor, a kohen cannot marry a grusha, you know what that means? Kidesh uba'aloke. You know what Rebbe says? That means if you marry her, and there's a ma'isabiyah, kidesh uba'al, then you're going to get malchus. Because the pasuk says, lo yikachu. What does lo yikachu mean? Kidesh uba'al. That's the kiddush of the Rebbe Shita, and the Rambam paskins like Rebbe. Okay, good. The Rambam writes the following. Whoa. When the Rambam tells you this chiddush, kidei shubal, hilchos isurei bia, perek tezav. You know what the Rambam writes? It's not only, let's say, when it comes to kohen and grusha, it's even true when it comes to the isur of mamzer. A Jew cannot marry mamzeres, right? Jewish woman cannot marry a mamzer. No? You can't marry a mamzer, you can't marry an Ammoni, you can't marry a Moavi. Well, you know what the Rambam writes? In those cases as well, kidesh v'lo ba'al ain't aloke. Rava. You require kidesh u ba'al. Wow. You know what the kiddush is? That even when it comes to chavei lavim, like mamzer, you require kidesh u ba'al. Wow. You know what that means? You cannot marry a mamzer. And you know what marriage is? Kidesh u ba'al. Wow. So you know what the Ravid writes? The Ravid writes, Prekhtaso, Lachabez, Tos Gadoli, that's really wrong. Of course there's the Gemara, Ravi Kidei Shabbal. If you're talking about the Isra of Lekicha, that means Kidei Shabbal. The Rabbi writes, when it comes to the Pasuk of Lo Yovo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, that's Kidei Shabbal. The Rabbi writes, that's not dependent on Kedushin at all. The Pasuk is Lo Yavo Mamzer. You know why? The Rabbi writes, Shlo Yirbo Mamzerus B'Yisrael. That requires Kiddush Shabbal. Mamzer is Isuribiya. It's Isuribiya. It doesn't require Kiddush Shabbal. But the Rambam writes this Kiddush. No. Just like Rava says, when the Pasuk says, Lo Yikach or Lo Yikachu, Kiddush Shabbal. Wow. The same thing is true when it comes to Mamzer as well. The same thing when it comes, for example, a case of Chavei Lavin. Oh, so imagine the following. Our sugi and Daf Chav. Imagine, for example, there is an Afilu Yibum, and all of a sudden, Sassum involves this or a Mamzer. It involves this or a Mamzer. Let's say, you know what, this was a healthy marriage, the Yavam live a healthy marriage, and all of a sudden the brother dies. Let's say that his paternal brother is a mamzer. They're different mothers, no? So he was born out of an illicit relationship. No, okay. He's a mamzer. You know what? Oh, the Gemara says, Midarei says it echalosase. Yavamu yavala, but you know what? Birishona, but not Birishnia, not Birishnia. Okay, but Midarei says it echalosase. Reb Chaim's kasha. Why do you have to rely on esed echalosase? Why do you have to rely on esed echalosase? If it's Nisarbiya, you have to rely on esed echalosase. But according to the Rambam Shita, Kidei Shubao, does Yibum really require Kidei Shubao? So you know what Reb Chaim writes? Yes, according to Rambam, exactly yes. Because Ulakacha Lo Leisha is a requirement of Yibum, And therefore, Yibum requires Kidei Shubao. So Chavilavim or Kidei Shubao, that's why you have to come on to Esed Echalosase. Because just to say, do a Maisa Yibum without Kedushin. Let's assume Reb Chaim argues, for example, that Kedushin requires Eidus Lekima Dover. And maybe you can fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum without. But a Chiddush, maybe Nasas Kishlachal Dover would require Eidus Lekima Dover. Maybe one could envision a Maisa Biyah which is not Nasas Kishlachal Dover. You know what Reb Chaim writes? You would not fulfill the Chovas Yibum. Because Yibum means marriage. And therefore, that's exactly the Rambam Shita. All of this is the Chalamachta, that Lekach HaLeisha is considered to be an inherent part. It is a condition of Yibum. It's not merely a Tosa, a consequence of Yibum. And therefore, you understand very, very well why that would not be an Eitzah. After all, that Chatan requires Kiddush Shabbat, but Yibum requires Kiddush Shabbat. And in such a case, therefore, the only way you can override is with an essay, an Esed Ocholos essay. That's an important Kiddush. This Sugya and Chesem Beis, the Gemara says the following. So you know what the Kiddush of Ulekach Lisha is? Well, not Nasi Shulcha Davar. Wow. And the Rambam, that's a precondition. That is part of the essence of Yibum. And what is entailed in that pasuk means after Yavam Yavah, they're married. What exactly does that mean? So Gemara says Chesam Adays Megarsha Beget. Let's assume Yibum is done, and all of a sudden you want to sever that relationship. You know what the answer is? Gerish. Chalitza. No. Before Yibum, Chalitza. Chalitza can go ahead and uproot Zika. Chalitza cannot uproot Ishus. So therefore, if as a result of Yibum, Naskes Isha L'Kol Davar. So in such a case, number one, Megarsha Beget. Very, very good. And that argument, Ches Mabeis, tells us the following Kiddush. Umachzira. Wow. Umachzira. You know what? He does Yibum. He divorces this woman. Divorces. He has Charata. You know? He wants to remarry her. Oh, as long as she didn't marry someone else, you're allowed to remarry your divorced wife. Now, what do you mean? Eishasach. No? Eishasach. Bishlama in the misgeres of regular issues. Good, you divorce your wife, there's no issue, you can remarry her. As long as she did not marry someone else. Here, there's an issue of Eishasach. You know what? Yibum is mafkir, the issue of Eishasach. All of a sudden now, you're divorced, you want to remarry. One could have envisioned that maybe the issue of Eishasach can stick up its head. No, it can resurface. It can be chosiv in air. Wow, that's the Kiddush. No, that ulakacha nasi shalchadavra means, you know what? That eishasach is history. Eishasach is history. And in such a case, there's no problem of mafshagrushasa. Wow. So number one, you have to sever ayyidei get, magarsha beget, and a great Kiddush, umachzira. The issur of eishasach is paka. The issur of eishasach is paka because nasas ki ishto lechadavra. You take a look at the Tosus. Now, Chafim and Meis, they're masculine. Tosus is bothered by the fam. Wait a second. That whole Sugya and Daf Chaf tells us, you know what? In these cases, Chavi Lavim, we're going to apply Yesid Ocholos Asay, but that's only going to allow Birishona, and it's not going to allow Birishnia. But what happened to Nasi Shulchadavar? Why not argue? What do you mean? You did Yibum. Once you do Yibum, Mamish, you know, it's a new life, no? Kedasi Shul Chodavar. So interesting, we'll say that when it comes to the case of Ishazach, that Magarsha Begetu Mavzira, but when it comes to an issue, relatively speaking, that's cow, like for example, you know, any of the cases we discussed, that now like Mamzer, or a case in Almanamina Iris in the Kohen Gadol, where it's Chavilavim, we're going to say that, what do you mean? Vieshni is forbidden midaraisa. It's forbidden midaraisa. So Tosus is bothered. So why, when it comes to this case of Yibum itself, Machzira, Eishasach is Paka? And when it comes to Chavilavim, it's not Paka. Why indeed should that be? Oh, so that's where Tosus writes, there's a fundamental difference. No? In these cases, Dachat, that what do you mean? The only reason that it's mutter is al yedei dechia, because of an essay dochalosa say. An essay dochalosa say has a limited koach of dechia. There we don't assume that nasis kishla chadavar is going to be matir, that which requires an essay dochalosa say. So therefore, we only say nasis kishla b'chadavar, it also says, hecha, after all, that it is permitted, the shari below the chia, But if you're dealing with a case which is only mutter ayide de chia, that we're not going to say. Well, that's an important chiddush. If you take a look in the Meiri writes a beautiful view. Maybe one could argue that there's a fundamental difference between our gemara that chesam beis of machzira, is nasis kishta lechol davar, as opposed to, let's say, a case of mamzer, as opposed to saying a case of a grusha l'kohen, or a case of an almana min ha'eris in the case of kohen gadol. Let me ask you the following question. You have a situation of yibum, and yibum occurs. Wow. You know? Nasa shish l'chadavah. Nases kisha l'chadavar. Okay. You know, imagine the yavne, they're walking on the street, and he wants to introduce her to whoever. You know, so I want you to meet my. How would you finish the sentence? I want you to meet my. I want you to meet my deceased brother's wife. No, I want you to meet my sister-in-law. Yeah, that's gonna be a nice description. Yeah, he says this guy, why don't you meet my sister? Oh, you know what? Oh, would you wanna have a cup of? No, she's my wife. She, what do you? That's how you're gonna introduce her. And my deceased. You know what the Miri writes? Not al yedeibum nifkas ishu sameis lagamre. You know what is the relationship between these people? It's a relationship of zika. Kozma, that Yibum is not done. Yes, relationship of Zika. I'm related to you because you are my sister-in-law. You are my deceased brother's wife. That certainly is true. La'achar Yibum, that is going to define your relationship. What do you mean? Nasis Yishchodavra means that the shame Eishasach is paka. It's paka. Al Yideibum. Nifkas ishu sameis legamre. That's the lashon of the Meiri. Wow. Would you say the same thing is true when it comes to chavilavim ve'asei? You'd say the same thing is true. Imagine a woman is married and she gets divorced. Let's say she remarries and she loses her husband. And she's allowed to go out with a kohen because most recently she was an almana. You know? The shame grush is baka. That the fact that she was divorced is no longer relevant because she remarried. What do you mean? When it comes to cases of chavilavim, is she an amana? Is she a grusha? Not that. That is not affected by the subsequent ibum. The subsequent ibum has no bearing on the shame grusha. Just like she'll get married and lose her husband, she's a grusha and an amana. You don't say, ooh, as a result of being an amana, that's mafkir, the shame grusha. Certainly not. But the relationship of these two individuals is unaffected by ibum. That, the Meir writes, is the chiddush of nasis kishul l'chadavar. It means that Haka Ishus Hameis Lagamre. Our relationship is no longer one of brother-in-law and sister-in-law. It's a relationship of Ishus. If it's a relationship of Ishus, that's the Chiddush, then Umachzira. We don't assume that relationship B uproots as Mafki, relationship A, in any shape or form when it comes to Shari Surim. But when it comes to Yibam, absolutely yes. I would argue as follows. With that line in the mirror, you could resolve Tosus Iskasha. Tosus says the Lamdus. What is the Heter? Is it Dechia? Is it Hutra? I would tell you the following. The new relationship, how does that impact on a prior status? If it's Mafgia, then yes. If it's not Mafgia, then no. We don't assume when it comes to Chavi Lavin Mafgia anything whatsoever. No. The fact that Esed Okalosa say, and that you're allowed to have Yibum, even if it's a Mamzer, is not Mafgia, the Shem Mamzer. It means despite. No? Despite the fact that there's a problem, here we allow that. But it doesn't in any way reshape or Mafgia, the original Issa, in any shape or form. Mashain came when it comes to relationship of the Yavam in the Yavama. You know what? That she is no longer, right, Eishes Hameis, but rather she is your wife because Nasi Shechodavar. And perhaps that's considered to be the Koveya. That's considered to be the prime factor. So maybe you get a difference. That Chiddush, the Chiddush of the Mir. Okay. The Gemara does this. Lady says to Rebbe the following, that why is it that, and Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis, that my Iri the Tani Chamesh Yisrael. Only 15? Lishnei Sheish Yisrael. Lishnei Sheish Yisrael. Okay. So Rebbe responds, what case is it that you think is missing? What about the case of Imo that's Anusa Sabbath? Imo that's Anusa Sabbath. Isn't that another case that could really fit into our Mishnah? Let's assume, for example, that there's a relationship, not issues, right, between Yaakov and Rachel. It's not issues, though. Right? The Gemara refers to that as Anusa. It doesn't literally mean without consent, but it means Shalom Miskeres Issues. And all of a sudden, a child is born, that's Reuven. Rachel goes ahead and marries Shimon. Marry Shimon. And Shimon dies. And all of a sudden, there's an afil of Reuven. Reuven is her son. No? So in such an instance, isn't that another case of Arayos? It's not mentioned in our Mishnah. You can have a case where there's Mamash Yibum, and this woman is a sister-in-law, but also a mother. No? Isn't that worthy of being mentioned? So how come that case really is absent? No? Oh, so that's the case you're bothered by. Imo, who is Anusa Saviv. So that's what Gemara answers, that no, the plug to lo kamar. That's not such a kasha, because when Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis, he did not mention every shita, every nuance. You know what? If this is not something that is universal, so therefore it doesn't bear mention in our Mishnah. What exactly does it mean of a plug to lo kamari? Very, very simple. Because this is a case of Anusa Saviv. No? You have a case, Yaakov, Rachel. Anusa. This is a case of Anusa Saviv. What happened? Rachel went ahead and married Shimon. Was she allowed to marry Shimon? Oh, you know what the answer is? This is a case of Anusa Saviv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's us. According to the Chum, that's Mutter. You could construct a case. But you can't have the case according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beheter. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? In that case, that she, Rachel, is not allowed to marry Shimon. Because even though Rachel and Yaakov were not married, but Anusa Zavi, Anusa, that's considered to be awesome. And I'll tell you, this is a Kiddush. Because even if there is an Isra of Anusa Zavi, even Rabbi Yehuda says it's Aser, what, it's Misa, it's Al-Kareis, it's a love. You know what a love means? That there would be Tfisas Kedushin. You shouldn't have done so. She should not have married Shimon. But there is Tfisas Kedushin. And if there is Tfisas Kedushin, you know what? There should be an Afila Li'ibum. There is Tfisas Kedushin. Because even if Anusas Aviv is Asa, there is Tfisas Kedushin. it is not considered to be, according to Achamim, one of the arayos. So there is tfisas kedushin. Yeah, I understand. There is tfisas kedushin, but nonetheless, it was illicit. It should not have been done. It's misallowed. So therefore, lo ktani. When our mission is putting together these cases, we're talking about legitimate issues. We're not talking about an illicit relationship, even if b'dieved, there's tfisas kedushin. But very, very simply, well, a plugtum kamari means, in order to construct this case according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to argue that there was an improper marriage. Even if that improper marriage would result in tfisas kedushin, but it's an improper marriage, and therefore, very, very simple, lo ktani. According to the Chachamim, this would be a case which is heter gamar, plugtum lo kamari. Well, that's the chiddush of our Gemara, and therefore Nisa Savim, which is Emo, is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Realize this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and Nisa Savim, realize this is huge. This is something which is huge, and this will be very, very relevant then for the Tosas in the bottom of that test. Now, where does this come from? That there's Nisra of Anusa Savim. So the Gemara just points out the following. You see the sugya that Mem Tesamad Aleph. Take a look at that Mishnah, that Gemara. The Gemara is bothered by the following. You know what? The Pasuk tells us in the very beginning of Perachat Gimel Advar. Now, lo yikach ish esh esavi. There's an isser of esh esavi. Well, that is a very, very serious isser. Now, esh esavi. Well, this past Shabbos is Kriya Satar. Now, what's the difference between Achrimos and Kadoshim? The Isser is in Achrimos. Now, the Onish is in Kedoshim. Now, Sayinah Kanami, in Parshas Achrimos, in Parshas Arayos, Yud Ches Ches, the Torah tells us that there's an Isser. And you know what the Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, in Perachot Pasuk Yud Aleph, and if you do such a thing, Demeyimba. You know what that means? It's an Isser Skila. Your Chayiv Skila, no? In Achrimos, it's Mufurish, it's an Isser Erva, Eishas Av. Now, Parshas Kedoshim Yerchayevski. Okay, so that's an incredibly chamor avera. Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv. Good. All of a sudden, the pasuk continues. Now, v'lo yigala knaf aviv. You're not allowed to marry eshes aviv, and you're not allowed to uncover knaf aviv. What is that referring to? Lo yigala knaf aviv. Eshes aviv. Understand? That's eshes aviv. But what is knaf aviv? What is knaf aviv referring to? And the reason this is huge is not only because the pasuk adds oiga knaf aviv, but you know what? This is all perachav gimel pasuk aleph. Pasuk beis continues and tells us psuadaka krushavka. Okay, now pasuk gimel lo yavo mamzer bekalasha, yamzer mamzer bekalasha. If you're going to go ahead and violate these yisurim, it's going to result in mamzeres. It's the result of mamzeres. So the Torah mentions the Yisurim, and as a result of these Yisurim, lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. Now, obviously, that is not referring to pasuk beis, a psuadaka, a krushavcha, she'inu molid. The vlad is going to be a mamzer. No, that's not. No. But backstep, no. Pasuk aleph. These are Yisurim, eishes av, knaf aviv. And if you dare do so, lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. So this is an incredibly heavy issue. Now, what is the reference in the pasuk of lo yigala knaf aviv? What is that referring to? See, here the Gemara has three possibilities. Maybe one possibility is mafan. This is what our Gemara is alluding to. Now, maybe knaf aviv is mafan. Eishes aviv means ayideishus, eishes av. You know what knaf aviv means? That there was such a relationship, a maisabia. Shalom b'niskeres ishus. You're not allowed to go out and marry your father's wife, and you cannot even marry v'lo yigala knaf aviv. That's shalom b'niskeres ishus. That's anusas aviv. Wow. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's how to read. Read that pasuk. Now, eshes av is a chivskila. Knaf aviv. Anusas aviv. There's Kares, there's Skila. You look at Achrimos and Kedoshim, the Parsha Sarayos. There's no Yisra of Anusas Aviv. There's no, Rabbi Yehuda admits, there's no Yisra of Anusas Aviv. There is no Yisra. that this is not bichlal ha'arayos with a chiyuv misa or a chiyuv kares. This is a separate lav of v'lo yigala k'naf aviv. V'lo yigala k'naf aviv. Wow. So Torah tells us the following. You're not allowed to marry eshes aviv, which is a chiyuv misa. You're not allowed to marry even k'naf aviv, which is an isur lav. And if you do so, lo yavo mamzer v'kalashim. So realize the Kiddush. Number one is how to interpret the pasuk. Lo yigala k'naf aviv. It's a reint anusas aviv. And realize the anusas aviv is only allowed, there's no kares and misa. And what is the incredible chumrah then? That lo yavo mamzer v'kal Hashem, even violating an isur lav, results in mamzeres. Results in mamzeres. Wow. So that's a great Kiddush. Number one, that there's a lav of lo yigala k'naf aviv, which refers to anusas aviv. Number two is that such a union will result in mamzeres. So I'll tell you the following. So you know what that means? Number one, you can have mamzeres with chavei lavin. But I would say with a caveat, chavei lavin. But I would tell you chavei lavin de she'er. You know what she'er means? There's a kurva. How is this person forbidden to this woman? You know what the answer is? Because this woman is my father's. Ooh, that's already a kurva. No? That's chavei lavin de she'er. Chavei lavin de she'er. So, if it's just based on that pasuk, I'm going to say the following. You can have mamzerus, not only with the chiyuv misa, not only with the chiyuv kares. You can have mamzerus with an isur lav, but sometimes, because there are two different types of lavin. You can have chavei lavin de she'er, which is anusas aviv, or you can have chavei lavin, which really are not considered to be the share at all. The Torah says in this lav of marrying an amoni, marrying a nesina. There's a lav we just discussed, mashu grushaso. That's not chavei lavin de she'er. So you can have a case of chavei lavin, which is not chavei lavin de she'er. Okay, maybe there's no mamzeres. But there will be mamzeres when it comes to chavei lavin de she'er, because that's the meaning of knaf aviv, anusas aviv, nusas aviv. Wow. That's something which is pretty stunning. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Wow. Okay. What's another possibility? Oh, so that Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Mem says the following. Maybe it means something completely different. Well, lo yikach ishes eshes aviv means you cannot marry your father's wife. That's true. Lo yigala k'naf aviv means you're not even allowed to marry a woman who is positioned to marry your father. Not absolutely who your father ishes aviv, but you can't even go ahead and marry someone who is, as I mentioned, k'naf aviv. Position. What's that referring to? You ready? So the Gemara says maybe it means shomeres yavam shel aviv. That's what the pasuk means. You're not allowed to marry your father's wife. Number one, you're not allowed to marry, right? Shemeres yavam shel aviv. Ooh, the father's brother died, and now there is a relationship of zika between his wife and your father. That woman is off limits to you. That's lo yigala k'naf aviv. How would we describe this woman? One word in English. You know what the answer is? Your aunt. Your father's brother's wife. Your aunt. Guess what? Your aunt is a chiyuv kares. No? Achrimos kedoshim. Your aunt is a chiyuv kares. If the meaning of the pasuk lo yigala is chavei krisos, so you know what you have? You have the reisha dekra eshesav, which is a chiyuv nisa, lo yigala k'naf aviv, which is a chiyuv kares, and now lo yavra mamzer v'kal Hashem. That means in order to create mamzerus, you need chavei krisos or chavei misas. Wow. That's the sheet of Shimon HaTin. That's how we paskin. We paskin like that. No. That's why, you know, not so surprising. When you look at Achrimos and Kedoshim, all the rayos are either Kares or Misa. Oh, and you know what? Not so surprising. Lo yavo mamzer v'kal Hashem. Mamzerus is when you have an illicit relationship, but a bias iser, which has Kares. Kares or Misa. Wow. So that's an important Kiddush. That's the sheet of Shimon HaTinmi. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees entirely. Rabbi Yeshua understands the Pasuk of Pshuta, that the Pasuk is referring to Eshes Av. That means a Chiyuv Misa. And then the Pasuk says, L'yavu Mamzer v'kal Hashem. So the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua is you can only have mamzerus as a result of a chiyuv nisa, Wow, so that's something which is stunning. So far you have three sheetas. If it's referring to anusas avid, that means yesh mamzer mechavilavim. As long as it's chavilavim d'she'er. Okay, anusas avid. If you send a pasuk to referring to Shemer es Yava, now you have mamzerus of chavimisus and chavikrisus. That's the sheet of Shemen HaTimni. Rabbi Yeshua says, let's interpret the pasuk kipshuto. It's referring to Eish Asav. That means mamzerus is only a valid in Nisar of Misa. Those are three sheetas. And then the Gemara, Yavamasat Memtes, has two more sheetas. Rabbi Sima and Rabbi Yesheva, because the lo yigale is a ribu. The lo yigale is a ribu. So in addition to this, that's how we would start. Oh, there's a ribui as well. What is that marve? Oh, so Rabbi Simai says, that's marve chave lavim, delav de she'en. Any isulav. Even if it's not machmas kurva. For example, Mashur Grushoso, Nesina, and Amoni. And Rabbi Yesheva says, the ribui goes even a step further, even chave yesei. Wow. You know, the Torah tells us that if you have a Mitzri or an Edomi who converts, Dor Shlishi Yavo. So they converted, they're Jews, and you go ahead and marry. You're not allowed to marry. This generation is opposite, no? Dor Shlishi Yavo. If you will marry, it's a violation of an essay, Dor Shlishi Yavo. Oh, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yesheva, that there's mamzeris when it comes to Chavi Yesei. Those are five sheetas. That's something which is stunning. You know what also is incredible really is the following. What is the relationship between arayas, mamzerus, and itfisas kedusha? What exactly is the relationship? So I'll tell you something stunning. No? Let's say Rabbi Yeshua Shita. That in order to have mamzerus, you have to have a chiyuv nisa, eshesav. Would Rabbi Yeshua allow two brothers to marry two sisters? There's tefisas kedushin. Of course not. No, there's no tefisas kedushin. Barayos. There's no tefisas kedushin barayos. Two brothers marry two sisters. Guess what? You marry your sister. There's no tefisas kedushin. No, you marry your sister-in-law. There's no tefisas kedushin. There's no tefisas. What's the chiyuv when it comes to your sister? It's a chiyuv karis. There's no tefisas kedushin b'chavi krisus. And yet, Rabbi Yeshua maintains something which is stunning, but the vlad is not a mamzer. You know what that means? Mamzerus is not dependent on tefisas kedushin. Wow. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Whoa. These are two different dinim. Why should mamzerus and tefisas go hand in hand? Let me tell you an extreme case. A person goes and marries a guy. There's no tefisas kedushin. The vlad's a mamzer. We assume, what do you mean? Akdom ababas Yisrael, vada's not a mamzer. I eat tefisas kedushin. Does not go hand in hand with mamzerus. Well, and therefore, even in the extreme, chavikrisus, there's no tefisas kedushin, vada's not considered to be a mamzer. You know what I'm going to tell you? Okay, that's great, but that's all Rabbi Yeshua, and we do not assume like Rabbi Yeshua. We assume like Shimon HaTimni that mamzerus is generated through a chiyuv nisa or a chiyuv karis. Whoa, now I'm going to ask you the following. You know what? Wow, that's incredibly coincidental, no? That mamzerus requires a chiyuv nisa or a chiyuv karis, and tefisas kedushin is dependent on a chiyuv nisa or a chiyuv karis. No? When you go through Rachem Osen Kedoshim, tefisas kedushin is dependent on a kohen marries a grush, there's tefisas kedushin. You marry your sister, and there's no tefisas kedushin. Why not? Because if there's karis, there's no tefisas kedushin. Whoa! There's no tefisas kedushin. And if Amos Mam test, that results in mamzeros. That's coincidental. Or you know what I'm going to tell you? No. All of a sudden, you know what? Mamzeros and e tefisas kedushin goes hand in hand. Mamzeros and e tefisas kedushin goes hand in hand. You have a relationship between a father and a mother where there was no possibility of tefisas kedushin. The vlad is a mamzer. The vlad is a mamzer. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that correlation is not true. According to Shimon and Timi, I'm going to tell you, not only is it true, but it's true by essence. Because what do they have in common? What do they have in common? Ichthyos as Kedushin and Karyos Samisa. I'll tell you one word. Arayos. Arayos. That's the Hagdar of Gili Arayos. Arayos means a Yisraelis marries a mamzer. That's pretty terrible. Yom mamzer v'kal Hashem. That's not Gili Arayos. That's not Gili Arayos. The Hagdar of Gili Arayos is Achimos, Kedoshim, Kiseitze. That means Ichthyos as Kedushin and Mamzerus. Karyos Samisa. Karyos Samisa. That's something which is critically, critically important. Wow. What happens if you assume, our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, that Knaf Aviv is Anusas Aviv, which means you have Mamzerus even with Chavi Lavin. You have Mamzerus even with Chavi Lavin. Oh, see what the Gemara tells us? This is Rabbi Akiva Shita of Ein Kedushin Tovsin. The Chavilav. Because how can you say that the Vlad is a Mamzer and there's Tfisas Kedushin? The Vlad is a Mamzer and there's Tfisas Kedushin. So if you really hold Loigat Knaf Aviv is referring to our Sugya and the Tes, that's referring to Anusas Aviv, you know what that must mean? That there's no Tfisas Kedushin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin in the Chavilav. There's no Tfisas Kedushin in the Chavilav. That is exactly the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Where does all this come from? Because Pshat in the Pasuk of Knaf Aviv is Anusas Aviv, which is only in Israel, and the Pasuk of Yom HaMamzer Kal Hashem. And how can you have Mamzerus if there is Tfisas Kedushin? You know, Rabbi Yeshua just reflected in the other way, that Tfisas Kedushin doesn't automatically result in Mamzerus. Mamzerus means a Chiyu Misa. But the flip side, you can have Tfisas Kedushin and the Vlad is a Mamzer. Nope. So therefore, if the Vlad is a Mamzer as a result of Chavi Lavin, there's no Tfisas Kedushin b'Chavi Lavin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin b'Chavi Lavin. Wow. So Rabbi Yekiva Shita, it is not just that Chavi Lavin produces Mamzerus, but it's that there's no Tfisas Kedushin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Chavi Lavim as well. That's pretty heavy. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. The Vlad is a Mamzer. Poshup Shad, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, you know what that means? That Chavi Lavim is Bechlal Harayas. And if it's Bechlal Harayas, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. And the Vlad is considered to be a Mamzer. Wow, that's pretty choshev. No, that's pretty choshev. Ooh, the Tosus, Testament Aleph, the Master Vare. Tosus is about it. No, the Chol Duchta Pshitla Hashas. The Gemara seems to say it's obvious, it's self-evident. No, that there's no possibility of Yibum or Chalitza Chai Ve'lavim according to Rabbi Akiva. No. When it comes to cases of Chavi Lavin, that you know what? Rabbi Akiva would hold that there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. Why is that at all so obvious? Why is that so obvious? Tosa says, Temelari. What do you mean? If you're only dealing with an Isra Lav, and you have a principle of Esed Ocholosasei, so why not say Esed Ocholosasei? No? Tosa leaves this as a Tzarechim. That's pretty unbelievable. No? That's pretty unbelievable. How does the Gemara know? How does the Gemara know to assume indeed that that's true? Wow. How do you know indeed that that's true? Wow. Well, I'll tell you, the base of this whole construct, where did Rabbi Akiva get this from? That you know what? That there's Mamzerus when it comes to Chavi Lavim. Because after all, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Pavs is referring to Anusas Aviv. And Anusas Aviv, now the other Mamzer Kal Hashem, and that's Mamzerus. And Mamzerus goes hand in hand with Tfisas Kedushin. You cannot have Mamzerus if there is Tfisas Kedushin. That means Chavi Lavim, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. How do you know that there's no Yibum Ba'arayos? So let's get back to the beginning of this year. No, the Rambam stresses because the Pasuk says, Ula kacha lo l'isha. That's not just a ha'ara. That's not just a consequence. That's the essence of Yibum. Is nasas to isha l'chodava. You cannot envision Yibum without Tfisas Kedushin. You know what the answer is? If Rabbi Yekiva Shita is as mamzerus when it comes to chavilavim, that means Tfisas Kedushin, you can have zika, b'makom she'en bo Tfisas Kedushin. If there is no ishus, there is no zika, and therefore in such a case, isn't it clear that there's no Yibum and there is no chalitza? Isn't that going to be the terrorist, the Tosus is Kasha? Tosus is assuming the following great, great Yiddish, that what is being Monea Yibum? Kares. And if there is no Kares, there should be Yibum. Vashav Shat, according to the other Rishonim. No, it's not a matter of Kares. Kares is an indicator. Kares is an indicator of Arayos. And if you're going to argue that, no, forgive Arayos, you don't need Kares or Misa, even Chavilavim is considered to be Mamzerus and Eat Fisas Kedushin. So therefore, if there's Eat Fisas Kedushin, there is no Zika. And therefore, there's no possibility, even Chalitza whatsoever. That's exactly what, the Ramban and the Ritva write in our sugya. The Ramban writes, but Tosus is Kasha. How does the Gemara know that there's no Chalitza according to Rabbi Kiva? Very simply, because the Ramban writes that lo tafsi bo kedushin. And how can you argue that there's Zika, but makom she'en bo tfisas kedushin? How would that possibly be? Because the Koveya is Tfisas Kedushin. And if you look in the Ritva adds a beautiful Hosafa, The Ritva writes, Ramaskova Rei, the following, after all, what are you going to tell me? What exactly is the source of Ein Yibum Ba'arayos? What exactly is the source? Ooh, one possibility was the Rambam, no? Ulakachol Ishta, Prat Ba'erva, ooh. And what happens if you assume, no, it's based on Achos Isha, and the Isha L'chosa, L'sikach L'itzura, Aleha. So what Ritva writes the following? The Isha L'chosa, how does the Pasuk continue? L'sikach. The Pasuk is referring to Yibum. There's Nisr V'Achos Isha. And the Hemshech L'Pasuk, L'itzura, L'galo Servosa, Aleha, Yevom Yav Aleha. It's referring to the Mizgeres of Yibum. There's Nisra of Achos Isha, the Reisha Dekra. The Sefer Dekra expands to Yibum. Wow, that's our Pasuk. Now, the Pasuk says Losikach. You know what you see from that Losikach? That it is the Eat Fisas Kedushin. It is Mafgi Yibum. Oh, so Ritva writes that if you can have Eat Fisas Kedushin without Nisra Kares, you know what? There won't be the possibility of Mechalitza. Because after all, the Pasuk emphasizes, Losikach. Wow. That's an important Chiddush. In that case, take a look, if you can, at the Chiddush Agriz, the Briskerov here in Hilchos Yibum. The Dvar Maskil, Hinei B'Sugya Sham Dates, the Sugya indeed that we're doing. According to Rabbi Kiva Shita, we know that there is no Yibum, there is no Chalitza. Tosus writes the following, Daf Yud, according to Rabbi Kiva, Der Masel Leolam, the Tav Tosus, there also is a Ptur Tzaros, according to Rabbi Kiva. There's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, there's a Ptur Tzaros. How indeed do you know that that's true? How do you know that that's true? One possibility is the following. The Pasuk says, Litzrar. Litzrar writes that, you know what, there's no Yibum. There's a Ptur Tzaros. Achos Isha generates a Ptur Tzaros. Is that really true according to Rabbi Akiva? That the Isra Lav generates a Ptur Tzaros? This Sarav generates a Ptur Tzaros? I guess so. Chavilav has a Ptur Tzaros. No. That's Mefurish, no? A few Raman Aleph. On what basis is that true? But according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chavilavim, there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, there's a Ptut Tzaras. How do you know that that's true? You're going to tell me what? Because in the Parsha of Achos Isha, the Torah tells us that there's a Ptut Tzaras. How do you know what's true of Achos Isha is true of Chavilavim? How indeed do you know that's true? So the Brisker of writes, a fascinating possibility. We'll have to see if this is L'chuli Alma. But maybe one could suggest the following. Well. How do you know there's a Ptur Tzaros when it comes to Chavilav according to Rabbi Akiva? After all, maybe the source of Ptur Tzaros comes from Achos Isha, which is Achiv Karis. I'll tell you two possibilities. This will have to pick up on tomorrow. One possibility is maybe one could argue, well, what's true according to the Chachamim of Achos Isha is true according to Rabbi Akiva, Chavilavim. Whatever your Hagdara is of Arayos, when it comes to Arayos, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, and there's a Ptur Tzaros. However you're going to define Arayos, I'll leave that up to you. If you're going to define Arayos as a Chiyuv Kares, okay, there's true Chiyuv Kares. If you're going to define Arayos in terms of Chavilavim, okay, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita, Nusas Aviv. But you know what? You know what that's going to mean? That's going to mean that no Yibam, no Chalitz of Ptur Tzaros. Whatever. How exactly do you make that jump? Okay, we'll talk about that. You know? How do you jump from the Makar of Achos Isha to Chavilavim? You know, maybe one could suggest what we began with. The Rambam Shita, no? Maybe it's not based on Achos Isha. It's based on Vayi Sheish V'Lekuchim. So if you can't have Yibum, you need Yibum for every individual wife, and you need it for the entire Bayis. So if you can't have Yibum, so Enochinami, there's a Ptur Tzaros. The scribe writes the following Kiddush, this we'll have to talk about. Maybe one could argue this Kiddush. It sounds unusual. No, we'll have to talk about it. No? How do you know those Ptur Tzaros, according to Rabbi Akiva, in Chavei Lavim? So maybe one can answer Kipshuta, an analogy. What is true of Chavei Krisus, according to Shimon HaTimni, is true of Chavei Lavim, according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, what's another possibility? What's another possibility? Look, there's no Yibum. That's clear. There's no Yibum. There's no Chalitza. If there's no Yibum, no Chalitza, according to Rabbi Akiva Chavei Lavim, Midaraisa, there's no Yibum. Midaraisa, there's no Chalitza. If there's no Yibum, Midaraisa, there's no Chalitza, Midaraisa, you know what that means? There's Nisra of Eishasach. Eishasach. And in the case of Chavei Lavim, the Ptur Tzaros is Machmas Eishasach. Whoa. That'll have to think about, no? That's the Brisker Rav suggests. Maybe Enochinami, maybe one could have argued that there's no Yibum and no Chalitza, I understand. But how do you know this is Ptur Tzaros? Ptur Tzaros is based on Achos Isha. Maybe that's unique halacha when it comes to an erva sheish bakari. It's dumi Achos Isha. How do you know to extend? Maybe the answer is as follows. Well, according to Rikid, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. You mean the Torah uproots this erva Eishasach when there's no Yibum and no Chalitza? Oh, there is an Eishas. If there's an Isser Veishasach, that would be stunning. No? The Isser Tzaros Nechavei Lavin, according to Rabbi Akiva, is Machmas Eishasach. As opposed to arguing that's not the case at all. I put in the Marma Komas that Shuvas HaRashba, no? Chelek Vav, Simen Yates, where it's Mufurish and Rashba, not this way. Mufurish and Rashba, not this way. But you know how we know there's a Isser Tzaros according to Rabbi Akiva? Because Yalfinan. We derive that from Achos Isha by analogy. What is true of Achos Isha is true of Chavei Lavim. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. You can disagree. Shimon HaTimni disagrees. Achos Isha is Arayas and Chavei Lavim is not. But once you assume that Chavei Lavim is Chalal Arayas, what's true of Arayas is true of Chavei Lavim. Or to argue, no, that's not necessarily true. Chavei Lavim will prevent you from doing Yibum, prevent you from Chalitza. But how do you know what generates the Ptur Tzaros? Maybe the answer is the Ptur Tzaros is Machmas Eishasach. And that we'll have to discuss. That's reminiscent to the past. When can Eishasach generate a Ptur of Ptur Tzaros? So that we'll have to take a look. So if you can, go through this Biskarav of Hasibom and take a look at that Shiva Sarashva and Mr. Shem will not. I think tomorrow, I'm not sure exactly the time, but we'll have Shiva before lunch. Okay, early Shiva. Okay. Probably around like 11 o'clock.